Karen Rial, NBC News Radio national correspondent. We gave her the day off yesterday. Back with us live this morning. Good Morning New Hampshire, our network of news talk stations. Erin, that high-end sort of luxury, you know, more than $1 million type home, things are slowing down. How quickly?
Yes, they certainly are. So sales of luxury U.S. homes across all of the U.S., they dropped almost 30% in August from the same period of the year prior. Now, this is a big decline, and while sales of non-luxury homes, they also fell during the same period. They were only down 19.5%. And just to be clear, luxury is defined as the top 5% of homes based on the estimated market value. So it varies from market to market, but it's the top 5% of homes. And really, it comes down to recession fears and rising interest rates, same as everything else. And while the super wealthy buyers, they aren't really directly impacted by interest rates the same way people who need mortgages, normal people, are, because many of them come in and scoop up homes in cash, They are still paying attention to these wider economic indicators, and they're dealing with inflation just like the rest of us, and inflation cuts into profits, and rich people definitely care about how much profit the companies that they're invested in are making. Also, and this is the final one, but an important one, a lot of wealthy buyers pick up real estate to park their money in because it's a good asset over time. It increases in value. But right now, with the luxury market so overvalued, they could lose money on that. And treasuries, we mentioned this before, but treasuries are providing a pretty good return because interest rates are so high. The Fed keeps bumping that up, which means that treasuries give you about 3.5% to sometimes even close to 4%.
Right.
And in a lot of places, that's looking better than real estate. So it does come down to all the same factors as everyone else is facing, the super wealthy are facing too.
Right. Well, again, the cost of borrowing money, if you're going to borrow, even if you're not using all cash, is doubled. It's more than doubled in just a few months. Thank you, Erin Rial, NBC News Radio national correspondent. Make it a great weekend.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you.